Welcome back to Podside, everyone. This is, of course, Carlo, and today it's me and Chris. Hey, Chris, what's up?
What's up, Carlo?
You know, Chris, let me tell you something. Big confession time.
Yeah.
I know that you probably haven't seen me in a long time, but I took this really experimental drug.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I'm sort of slightly out of phase with our current with the current reality that you're in.
Oh.
So I can you can only experience me through like the headphones.
Oh, okay.
That's I'm invisible, baby. Just like Kevin Bacon himself.
Yes.
In Hollow Man. 2000, I think this is like the last, Verhoeven's last hurrah in the U.S. I was reading about that.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's perfect for Verhoeven to basically have the last word on essentially 90s like sci-fi action movies.
I mean, yeah, it feels there are lots of this movie that feel very Verhoeven, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, it's exceedingly Verhoeven. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although part of the fact that he has not made any more movies in the U.S., I don't know. I definitely remember. Did you ever see this in theaters back in the day?
No. This was a VHS rental.
Gotcha.
Back in the day, yeah, for me.
So I saw it in theaters, and I remember coming out of it. I mean, and granted, I was much younger, possibly young, much dumber too, in certain ways. And I thought to myself, like, more or less, everyone else in amongst reviewers, this movie was not well received.
Oh no, it was really trashed.
Yes.
And to be fair, I think part of that it was holdover from the backlash against. I mean, I guess that's
Showgirls.
Well, no, because there was Starship Troopers before that, mm-hmm. which was also not well reviewed at the time.
I mean,
but he was kind of Verhoeven was kind of like persona non grata after Showgirls.
Mm-hmm,
I think
you're right.
I think the critical community, or at least the mainstream critical community at that time, was just not prepared to take his stuff seriously.
Mm-hmm. Right. And in fairness, I don't know that, especially like, you know, mid to late 80s through this being his last one, like he had a really good run, right?
Mm-hmm. It's oh yeah,
a good, you know, 15, almost 20 year run. And I think on the one hand, he delights in sort of almost going camp, mm-hmm. with how trashy, mm-hmm. a lot of the themes he likes to explore are.
Yes.
And
yeah, absolutely.
And I don't think, especially like you remember Basic Instinct. Basic Instinct was like it was a smash hit, but at the same time, everyone parodied it because mm-hmm. it was like, I think it's the sexuality, right? It's the
yeah, oh yeah, and I think that's something that Verhoeven exactly right. And I think you've hit the nail on the head, which is that Verhoeven comes. He's like a European, you know, he's Dutch. He's a European director.
Oh, the perfidious Dutch, you say? No. Let's cut the mic. Fuck it. We're not doing this anymore. We're moving on. No. Go on ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Well, he's a European director who didn't shed the like European sensibility to sexuality, mm-hmm, right?
Right?
Where like a lot of European directors coming over to America kind of have to either, you know, suppress or just negate that side and make the sterile, you know, I'm sure, you know, blood-filled movies that America is known for, but mm-hmm. heaven forbid there's any sort of, you know, overt sexuality. And I think you know, that's in particular, Basic Instinct was, you know, people were totally enraptured by it because, you know, it's this like, you know, seedy detective noir type thing, but also with this like really strong vein of sexuality, you know, running right through it. And not only that, but like a strong female sexuality too, like right front and center.
And let's face it, you know, that interrogation room sequence was of course, you know, lit with bisexual lighting.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Sure. But like, yeah, like, and so I think he kind of got the reputation of, you know, and at the time, you know, the '90s was not a particularly, you know, I think we were still battling, you know, and as we are to this day, you know, the Puritan streak in American culture.
Hey, everyone. What you just heard is a preview of our latest exclusive episode. To hear the rest, and to access our entire catalog of exclusive content, as well as our patrons-only Discord chat, become a patron at patreon.com/podsidepicnic. That's where you can support our work and make sure you get access to everything we do. patreon.com/podsidepicnic.